Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lenny Green. Batting second. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting third. The left fielder, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Don Mincher. Batting fifth. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jimmy Hall. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Johnny Gorrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Camilo Pascual. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Camilo Pascual. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tito Francona. Batting second. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Kirkland. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Joe Adcock. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Al Luplow. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Kindle. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mudcat Grant. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mudcat Grant. And now, play ball. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green strikes out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a fly ball into center field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a fly ball into right field. Luplow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mincher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown takes first base on ball four. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty strikes out. One out. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall takes first base on ball four. Mincher moves to second. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mincher scores. Hall moves to second. It's 1-0, Twins. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Camilo Pascual is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pascual hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is called out on strikes. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano takes first base on ball 4. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mincher fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 1 in the game. Green hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 1 in the game. Rollins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Green moves to third. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 1 in the game. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Green scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Twins. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mincher takes first base on ball 4. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-1 in the game. Batty hits a fly ball into center field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gorrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mudcat Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant strikes out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 1 in the game. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gorrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hall hits a fly ball into center field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Virals hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Gorrell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grant fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Camilo Pascual is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pascual is 0 for 1 in the game. Pascual hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Brown hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Brown moves to second. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0 for 1 in the game. Kirkland strikes out. One out. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0 for 1 in the game. Adcock is called out on strikes. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 1 in the game. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Green hits a line drive towards third. Alvis reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rollins hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Alvis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-2 in the game. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Romano hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 0-for-1 in the game. Luplow hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gorrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0-for-1 in the game. Kindle hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mincher strikes out. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-2 in the game. Batty is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Hall hits a fly ball into center field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mudcat Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant is 0-for-1 in the game. Grant strikes out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-2 in the game. Francona hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Green. Francona reaches second base with a double. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Francona moves to third. Two outs. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0-for-2 in the game. Kirkland hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Twins, 2, Indians, 2. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0-for-2 in the game. Adcock hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mincher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians 2. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Verhals hits a fly ball into right field. Luplow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell is 0-for-2 in the game. Gorrell strikes out. two outs. Camilo Pascual is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pascual is 0 for 2 in the game. Pascual hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Green takes first base on ball 4. Pascual moves to second. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0 for 2 in the game. Alves hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Romano hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Luplau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Romano. The throw from Batty and he is safe. Romano steals second. Al Luplau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplau is 0 for 2 in the game. Luplau strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0 for 2 in the game. Kindle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians 2. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 3 in the game. Killebrew hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Alves settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mincher takes first base on ball 4. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 3 in the game. Batty hits a fly ball into right field. Luplau settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hall takes first base on ball 4. Mincher moves to second. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Verhals hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Mudcat Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant is 0 for 2 in the game. Grant hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mincher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Francona hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brown strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians 2. The Twins will come to bat. Vic Wertz pinch hits for Johnny Gorel. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Camilo Pascual is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pascual is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Pascual hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Romano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Green hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Romano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bernie Allen now playing second base. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground towards first. Minter scoops it up and throws to first, with Pasquale covering, for the out. One out. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0-for-3 in the game. Adcock hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-3 in the game. Alvis is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians 2. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Rollins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-4 in the game. Killebrew hits a pop-up towards short. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Mincher hits a pop-up towards short. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-4 in the game. Batty hits a pop-up towards short. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins juggles the ball. That's an error on Rollins. Pedro Ramos pinch runs for John Romano. Al Luplau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplau is 0-for-3 in the game. Luplau hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pasquale fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Joe Askew pinch hits for Jerry Kindle. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mincher fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Luplau for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians 2. The Twins will come to bat. Mike DeLahaz now playing second base. Joe Askew now catching. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. DeLahaz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Verhals hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Verhals. The throw from Askew and he is out, Brown applying the tag. 2 outs. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Mudcat Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant is 0-for-3 in the game. Grant hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Francona hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mincher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Grant moves to second. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0-for-4 in the game. Adcock hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rollins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians 2. The Twins will come to bat. Camilo Pascual is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pascual is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Pascual hits a fly ball into center field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Green takes first base on ball 4. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards second. DeLaha scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-4 in the game. Alvis strikes out. One out. Mike DeLahas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLahas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 0-for-4 in the game. Luplow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians 2. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-5 in the game. Killebrew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and two walks. Mincher bunts towards the mound. Grant fields it and throws to first for the out. Killebrew moves to second. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-5 in the game. Batty hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-3 in the game. With two walks. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. DeLaha scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0-for-1 in the game. Askew hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mudcat Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Grant strikes out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. Francona hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 3, and Minnesota Twins, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.